next up, a very special message floated in a bottle. Mimi Fay and Brian Waldron bring us their story.
We used to go visit my friend in Patchogue, Long Island. And her daughters are approximately the same age. And they would go off in a day. And apparently they threw many bottles, but this is the only bottle that came back.
Hurricane Sandy crashing on shore. Winds now at 90 miles per hour.
We're essentially inside the storm, Diane. It is just to our south. We're easily getting...
This storm is so big, so vast, 60 million Americans will feel its power.
Bottles, cans, garbage, wood, car pods, anything that you can think of was washed up. I mean, it probably was like 2 feet high worth of debris. And I heard one of the female workers say, "Oh, I found this bottle. It's got a note in it." I didn't see the phone number until we opened up took the letter out of the bottle, and then we saw the number. It was a 212 number, Manhattan.
It was in December 2012. On my phone, I always have my daughter's picture at age 18. And that day, I had changed it to 10 because she has this big smile and she's walking on the street. So when I came home, there was a message on my machine.
I told Mimi when I left a message with her that, you know, who I am and, you know, who I work for, and we found the ginger ale bottle. I read the note to her on the phone, and it said Bill and Ted's Great Adventure from the 1989 movie, and it said, "Be excellent to yourself, dude." I didn't realize how old the movie was because I didn't see the movie from 1989. The younger guys had to tell me about the movie.
This man says, "Oh, we found a bottle on the beach, and it says, 'Be excellent to yourself, dude,' and it gave your phone number." And they were laughing, these two men, so they thought it was like something random.
I would say at least 3 hours later, she left a message on my phone. I called her back when I got home, and she was just very frantic on the phone. She was just, you could hardly understand this. She was crying. I didn't realize how long the bottle was in the water until Mimi told me it was in the water for at least 10 or 11 years. So when she told me, then I really like couldn't believe that the bottle didn't break.
The message is from a movie called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure that Sidonie liked. It's actually about time travel.
"Now, a motion picture so grand, so magnificent, and so vast, it spans 7,000 years.
No way! Yes, way!
In the movie, they say be excellent to each other, but she changed it to be excellent to yourself, dude.
Bill and Ted's
Excellent! Excellent!
Excellent Adventure.
Because it was the year of 2001, after the World Trade Center. I think it was a very hard year for her since she's born 9/11 and being of French and Persian origin. I think she had a hard time in New York explaining that having a double citizenship and having a mother who's from Middle East doesn't make her against everything. Last year of high school, she was very unhappy here. So I took her to a boarding school in Switzerland. On April 23rd, they went on this unauthorized picnic on top of a mountain. And there were no signs that it was dangerous and you couldn't climb down and walk around because there were lots of kids walking around. She walked down with this other boy, and they just fell.
She was telling me about the whole story, and then I was like, wow, I have a child of my own. So it hit me. Then I realized, then I came in the house, and I told my wife, and my wife kind of didn't believe it either. And then when she was sending pictures of the daughter and the movie and all that. So then I started to, you know, realize that, you know, this tragic story.
My God, I mean, it's something unbelievable. You can't imagine having a message sort of from beyond. This message came after her death, 2 years after her death. Something in your daughter's handwriting and her sense of humor, I knew it was from her.
Day or two later, she met me at the Patchogue train station. She got off the train. She was crying. She had a picture of her daughter. She brought gifts. And so we were all in the Patchogue train station in the parking lot with my bosses, with the FEMA guy. And we were just like all huddling around. And we all went down to the beach club. So I was kind of like holding her arm. You know, she was like in high heels and a dress. So I was kind of like holding on to her so she wouldn't like fall, you know, in the sand. So we walked out on the beach club and showed her the exact spot that we found it. And we were taking a couple of pictures. And that was it.
He's very nice. He keeps texting me. He came to visit with his family and gave me a picture of Sidonie with a poem that his daughter wrote.
You know, I told her when we saw her at the train station that we'd be friends, you know, forever now. And she did say to me that, you know, I feel like Sidonie wanted you to find the bottle that day. And I said it too. I said, you know, I feel that in my heart that she wanted me to make the call that day.
Thank you very much, Mimi and Brian, for sharing your story. The piece comes to us from producer Eleanor McDowell. It originally aired on the BBC program Shortcuts. It's an amazing program that showcases new short documentaries from producers across the globe. We'll have a link on our website, snapjudgment.org.